Hey, this is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is the Learning to Fail podcast, a show where I'm going to share my ideas, my goals, my expectations, so that I can hold myself accountable. Hopefully, I'll inspire others to do the same, and you guys can learn from my mistakes. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and today's episode 5. It's day 7, episode 5, so I'm 2 days behind. And I'm just going to start, I mean, I guess now that I'll never be able to catch up again, because you can't get time back, and time is our most valuable asset in this day and age. I'm just going to start moving on with just saying the episode, because otherwise I'll be stewing it every day, going episode 6, day, what is it, 9. I mean, I guess I can always remember just 2 days afterwards, but just for the easy swing of things, let's just keep going though, guys. So episode 5, I want to tell you guys that I got a couple things going on. Feels good. I set some new goals, got some new expectations, some things happening, so that's really big. This morning, I drank water after, actually, I almost forgot to drink water after my coffee, and I had a couple extra cups today. I actually had some tea as well, so that was good. I've been hitting my calories relatively, in a sense. I know that I've been eating a lot of protein, so I'm doing that. Tomorrow I start going back to the gym, so I'm super pumped for that. I'm recording this episode. It's getting late. It's almost 12 o'clock, so I almost missed today, but I'm getting ready to go to bed because I have a big day tomorrow, a lot of stuff going on, and I wanted to get it in before we get there, but I'm going to finish off with some light reading, spend some time with the wife because it was a crazy day. And everything else is good. I mean, I got to be honest, after failing the other day and knowing that I didn't do good and knowing that and holding myself accountable, I actually feel like it really does make a difference. Today, I worked on the new website, did that almost all day today, and getting that going. So the People's Agents is going to be going live soon. I need to switch over Lawrence Does to just a new layout as well, since that's going to be more of like a personal brand. It's going to be more of like a blog. I'm going to try and do that. And I don't think I'm going to like write a ton of blogs, but it'll have a blog section. And I don't even know. Those are ideas. And I don't want to make any goals with that because I just don't believe in those 100%. But I'm excited. Got a lot of things happening. I lost, I did lose some clients, but no, I didn't lose clients, but, I need to be more, I guess that's going to be a goal. So let's say an expectation, because one of my big goals is to put more content out, but more content doesn't mean anything. So I'm going to start, maybe tomorrow as I'm going throughout the day, I'll put together, a target in mind, because again, like you have to have a number or a target in general, so you know how to gauge and to, so you can track your progress. Because if you don't, then you don't know how much you did. I know when I was messing around a little bit with a few things, I got really good with, dang it, I keep saying that's going to have to be, I have to figure out how to not do that. If anybody knows how to stop doing that, let me know. But I, for a small second, I got a Twitter. I'm switching over to thepeoplesagents.com. And the People's Agents Instagram for real estate. So I have to start putting some more content out there for sure. So I know I'll start doing that, and I'll have to start maybe documenting more of my day-to-day personal brand. So maybe that's a way. But there has to be a way to do at least, I don't know, let's just say 8 to 15 pieces of content every day. And that's a big goal that I was talking about with myself, actually. I guess just like, you know, having conversations within yourself. But a big, big goal of mine this year is to, what was it? Oh, run a lot of advertising for the personal brand. Not the personal brand, actually for the People's Agent, like the real estate side of it. And I need to come up with a number that I can track, because I need to start spending money marketing a lot. And I think that's where a lot of people are failing right now in the industry, or at least in my direct competition, and they're just not doing it enough. So what I plan on doing is really going heavy on some marketing, spending a lot of money to get the brand out there so that people can see me, know who I am, you know, resonate with me more, and then in turn I'll get more clients. So that was big. Marketing is going to do really well. I was studying a lot today on some new marketing techniques and things like that. So some really big goals. I think tomorrow or the next couple of days, I'll really iron those out. Maybe by Friday, I'll have some concrete goals, and I'll be able to share them with you guys so that in the future I can again keep myself accountable, and hopefully you guys can learn, and we can just kind of go from there. But what else? What else? Man, okay, so remind me, guys. So I'm gonna read tonight. Definitely gonna read in just a moment before we go to bed, and then after that, what else? Your bank account. I don't know if I told you this, but you know, I want to start checking my bank account morning and night so I can keep track of how much I'm spending and how much I'm making on the daily, on the weekly, and on the monthly, so that that number stays in tune, so that the income goals that I have for this year really keep me on track. And I need to be more aware of how to break those numbers down so that I can basically work backwards and know what it takes to actually get clients, and how many conversations, and how many jobs, and just everything in general to get to that number, that point. So that's gonna be really big. I'll do that for sure. And if you guys need that, ooh, you know what I do actually? So I'll share this one more before we go, because I was working on this morning, but I'm working on some content for some real estate things. And a goal of mine that I absolutely want to do 100%, and not that I want to do, that I will do, is I need to rebuild the calculator. And basically, it's the finance calculator on how to save money effortlessly. I built this myself from scratch a while back, and I did that so that I can share that with people. So maybe what I'll do is I'll set a goal. What's today? So let's just go, what's episode 5? So by episode, let's go to 15. Episode 15. By episode 15, I'll have that launched. So that means every day. So and I'm putting a really short timeline on this, but I can do it. I've done it before. I just have to really carve out the time for it, and which I have. I have the time. I just have to make sure that I keep myself accountable, and that's what this is for. So if you guys are paying attention and you guys want to get the early access to that, let me know as soon as I finish it, before I launch it. I'll share it with you guys so you can take a look at it and have some fun with it. But it's a great calculator that really helps you basically save money without even trying. And it's really just a shift in mindset a little bit, and a little bit of math that you don't even have to do. You just got to plug in some numbers, and it automatically spits out a number for you that basically will help you save money without you even knowing. And sure enough, your bank account will get larger and larger. So that's really great. And then that's it, guys. So look, I don't want to, you know, it's been 8 minutes. I really do appreciate you listening in. If you are, again, I hope that you guys are thinking about doing this as well. Even if it's to yourself, you don't have to do it publicly like I'm doing it. You can do it like memos. You could do it right in front of your phone. You could do it, whether like writing a message to yourself. But you got to speak it out into the world, because if you keep your thoughts inside, you're never really going to act on them. So that's really big. And it's been a pleasure. Make sure to keep track. If you're paying attention, lawrencedes.com. There's going to be a change in the website soon, so that I'm actually really excited. I'm going to be really, really funded to start working on that. And then the People's Agents, I think it's going to be really cool too. So I will see you guys soon. You guys are fantastic. Thanks so much for listening. This has been the Learning to Fail podcast. Not a lot of failures today, I guess. I mean, I probably could do more stuff. But anyway. Don't worry about it. You guys are awesome. I will talk to you tomorrow. This is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and I'll see you soon. Hey, so this is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com. Thanks so much for listening, guys. This again is the Learning to Fail podcast, the show where I just share all my goals, expectations, and ideas to keep myself accountable, of course, and to hopefully inspire and help others learn from my mistakes. If you guys want to stay tuned with everything that I'm doing, you guys go to LawrenceDoes.com. I'm going to be changing that over to a personal brand. You can go to thepeoplesagents.com for all my real estate things that I'm going to be doing. I feel like I'm going to have a really big year this in 2020. I got some things in the works right now, and more clients that we're going to be helping, and hopefully I can grow the team. So that's going to be awesome. And what else? Lots of other stuff. So find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those things. And I'll talk to you guys soon. See you tomorrow.